Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
Celine Dion is reportedly being paid $2 million to sing one song during the Olympic opening ceremony, and Snoop Dogg will carry the Olympic torch. I feel like I should hit the record scratch right here. Did I just say Snoop Dogg is carrying the Olympic torch? That's awesome. I love it. That's Celine singing from the 1996 Olympic opening ceremony back in Atlanta. Thank you. I'm the greatest thing ever. Katy Perry's critically unpopular new single, Woman's World, failed to make the top 40. It debuted at number 63. Her new album, 143, drops in September. Keanu Reeves is openly, discussing his preoccupation with death while promoting the book of Elsewhere. He was on BBC.
I'm 59, so I'm thinking about death all the time. I'm young old. I mean, I think thinking about death is good. Hopefully it sensitizes to an appreciation of the breath we have and the relationships that we have the potential to have.
Oh my gosh, that man is a national treasure. Please protect him at all costs. Speaking of the BBC and British royalty and all that other junk, what is being royalty pay? Well, Prince William reportedly made $30 million over the 2023-24 financial year. I feel like there should also be crickets here because you just get money for existing. Ryan Reynolds gets money for existing. No, I'm just kidding. He celebrated his family at the Deadpool and Wolverine premiere in New York on July 22nd. So that was 2 days ago. Here's the thing I didn't notice because I watched some footage. He revealed his and Blake Lively's fourth child's name. Listen close.
I want to thank my kids, James, Inez, Betty, Olin. Here. I hope that, if I'm lucky, this moment will be the most traumatic thing that is in the contents of this movie that happens in your wondrous life. But I love that my entire family is here.
Olin is their fourth child's name. He also talked about the possibility of having more children. Four was not enough for him. The post office released a new stamp in honor of Alex Trebek's 84th birthday, and Joel Kinnaman from the RoboCop remake, Silent Night, Netflix's The Killing. He was among many travelers stranded by the global tech failure. And of course, the paparazzi found him.
Where'd you sleep?
On the airport, on the floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's just like us. And there's something wickedly attractive about that man. If you've never watched Netflix's The Killing, you gotta watch it. Arthur Fleck finds love with Harley Quinn while imprisoned at Arkham State Hospital, and after their release, they dive into a tragic romantic escapade.
You can do anything you want.
The sun comes.
Your Joker.
So creepy. It's, of course, the next Joker movie, Folie à Deux, and it's starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. It premieres in theaters October the 4th. That is the Daily Dust. Wait a minute. I had no dirt alert. Oh my gosh. I get to go home with clean fingernails. Woohoo! And it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. Yes. You're welcome.